What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with the last Founders Journal of the week. This is our first time ever doing a recording on a Friday, and we are going to do that going forward because I want to make sure people have Founders Journal content that they consume, can consume every single day of the week. Previously, it was 4 days a week. We want it to be five. For those of you that are joining for the first time, Founders Journal is my daily audio diary where I talk about the most impactful things, moments, wins, losses in my day behind the scenes at Morning Brew, always joined by the distinguished Sir Joshua Kaplan. Josh asks smart questions and pushes the conversation further. He even helped us decide what the topic was going to be for today. And today we are talking about planning and the importance of planning and why startups are generally allergic to planning. Let's hop into it.
Planning. All right. There's a big meeting today about the content roadmap. I can tell there was a lot that was put into getting to this stage. Yeah, planning is obviously a hot button issue for startups. Open the floodgates. Give it to us.
Yeah. I mean, so like there's the classic line of if you fail to plan, you can plan to fail. And I feel like everyone conceptually knows this line. But then when you actually try to plan at certain points in a business's life cycle, you realize that's really hard. And sometimes like it's actually not doable with the resources you have. And so I think I'm really proud to say we are starting to be a forward-looking business. We're starting to be a business that plans not just tomorrow, next week, or next month, but next quarter and the next 6 to 12 months. And I think that's such an important transition that we are making as a business. And, you know, this was one of the first things I said, but I believe startups are allergic to planning, not because they don't want to plan, but I don't think they're ready to plan. When I think about the early days of Morning Brew, I think we didn't plan more than a week ahead for basically two reasons. One is Austin and I just lacked experience. We were first-time founders. We had never set like a strategic roadmap or like the annual plan or the annual budget where you picture like, you know, a corporate meeting in a boardroom with like a budget meeting. Like we'd never done any of that. And so I don't think we knew how to create really robust plans. I think the second is you need the right personnel to be able to, again, make this transition we've talked about in the past from just doing to thinking. And when you talk about like quarter long, 6 month, year long planning, it requires like a shit ton of thinking. And so even if you get to a point in a startup where you have the ability to think a little bit, I think you need the time to think a lot of it, like the majority of your time to actually plan. And so I think we've gotten to a point in the business now with 53 people after being at 9 people in January of 2019, where we finally have the pieces of the puzzle to actually spend a lot of time thinking in order to begin planning. And it's also a time in the business where I believe it's so important because if we don't plan, we are not going to know what we are creating to continue to fulfill our mission. But also, if we don't plan and know the timing of that planning, we are either going to always make wrong hires because we're not going to actually know why we are hiring people and the specific jobs they're going to be doing in practice, or we're going to always miss deadlines or be going to be playing catch up on hiring because we're not planning ahead and hiring people proactively to actually launch things in the future. And so basically, this is, you know, let's call it a month to 2 months in the making to work with Austin, my co-founder, Samir, our head of content, and a number of other people, our strategic finance guru, Matt, and other people to work through the content plan, which effectively in a lot of ways is the product plan since Morning Brew is a content company for Q4 of 2020, as well as the first half of 2021.
And then leaking that to but waterfalling that information to the rest of the team, I think is another aspect that you've been focusing on.
Yeah. I mean, today, like literally in 14 minutes, we're talking with the editorial team at The Brew about our plan. And I think it's such a exciting thing to talk about, but it's also something that we have to be super intentional about how we are articulating to the editorial team what the plan is. And I think there's a few reasons. One is because anytime you are talking about a plan with your team, there are always going to be questions. There's always going to be questions about how this impacts me. And so one is us thinking from the perspective of just our team, if we were to have these questions, how would we answer them? But I think also the second piece is we want to be transparent with the team, but we also know we're about to give people a ton of information. And if you give people too much information, they won't necessarily know what to focus on. And so I think what's really important in preparing for these conversations is, one, setting the tone the right way for people to understand just how exciting these developments are. But also, I think, simplifying things, like creating mental models for our plan so that people know kind of like these analogies or these frameworks to focus on, so they could articulate back to their family, their friends, or their colleagues what the plan is. Because if we went through every single detail of our plan, it would all start to just be overwhelming to people because they haven't been thinking about these things for the last 2 months.
Shifting a bit, do you think that as you look further ahead with the business, you lose touch with the day-to-day?
Well, I think this is such an important question about like why org structure is so important and why communication is so important. Because to your point, like, I'm not writing Morning Brew every day. I'm not looking at our clicks every day. I'm not in the recording studio for Business Casual every day. Yet I need to know enough about all of these things in order to make smart strategic decisions about where these existing products are going, but also where future products are going. And so I think that's where it comes down to having the right people reporting to you and then the right people reporting to the people that are reporting to you, because the hope is that the most important information from the trenches, the most important execution that's being done or feedback from our audience or ideas are being floated to the top. And I think as we grow, building in those mechanisms, whether it be through meetings or one-on-ones, is incredibly important as well. The other thing I'll say about why planning is so important is, as a business, I feel like when you start as a company, you build one machine and you get that machine working really well. But now if you look at Morning Brew, I almost picture it as like Morning Brew as a company is turning into like a grandfather clock or like a watch, where one of the gears, the big gear, was our newsletter. But now we're adding all of these other gears that play with each other and move each other. And if they don't play and move with each other in the right way, the clock or the watch won't work. And so because we're adding all these other pieces or these other gears, if we don't plan for the right people to oversee each of these gears and the right people to work on these gears, the machine isn't going to work. And so I think that's why like complexity is higher than ever, which means planning needs to be more intentional than ever. So I know this is definitely a heavy topic. Planning never sounds fun, but it's like one of the most necessary, and I would say like mentally stimulating and educational things that a founder or a manager can do. We didn't get into the weeds of exactly what planning looks like at Morning Brew because it's so specific to us as a digital media company. But for anyone who's listening, if you found this helpful or ever want to talk about planning or share your thoughts for how you go about, you know, mid-year or annual planning, I would love to hear your thoughts. Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. As always, thank you everyone for listening to or watching the Founders Journal. If you don't yet subscribe in the Apple Podcast app or on Spotify. And I hope you have a great weekend. We'll catch you beginning of next week. Take it easy, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.